John chapter 1. Verse 38. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with him that day. We've had a question before us. Do we like the Father's house? Do we enjoy being with the Father? In Luke 15, there were two brothers. And we have seen how the one was restored into fellowship. He was restored to that place where he would be happy to dwell with the Father. But what about the other brother? He was angry. He thought he was there. You might respond to the message that you've heard and you might say, well, that's not me. I'm not wandering away. Are you like the other brother? Are you enjoying the Father's house? I'd like to turn to Hebrews and take up this question and tie it back to our studies as to a question of faith. Hebrews chapter 11. When the son who had walked away, when he came to himself, he knew, did he not, the Father's house? He knew the Father's heart. He knew he would be received if he went back. That spark of faith was there. But where are we, beloved? Hebrews 11, verse 1. The question that I have is, do we believe? If we believe, why would we not be happy dwelling with the Father in the Father's house? And may I suggest, it's because we lack faith. Let's look at some verses in Hebrews 11, starting with verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders received witness. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Do we believe the word of God, beloved? It's a simple question. But do we believe? You cannot prove faith. You can see the evidence of it, but you cannot prove it. Do we believe? Do we believe that God created the world by his word? It is by faith that we believe it. Do we believe? Or are we trying to prove this and that through many other things? Do we simply believe? I'm not going to go into this any further, but simply to challenge you with this question. If we cannot believe the Word of God in relation to creation, can we believe anything that he's given to us? Ask yourself that question. It is by faith that we believe. Now let's take a look at that path of faith. Let's turn to verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let's go back to the two brothers in Luke 15. Who had faith? Who believed? Who was rewarded? Who diligently sought? Where do you think you are tonight in relation to God? Are you seeking him? Are you content knowing that you are in fellowship with him, dwelling in his house? Have you come to him and asked, where dwellest thou? The answer is, come and see. He delights for you to come in and for him to open up and to feast, as we have heard, on the fatted calf. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But what are you seeking? That's a question we've had, isn't it? What are you seeking? Are you seeking to satisfy, as we've heard, the eye, or life and its pleasures? Or do you desire to live for God? Let's go to verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Is this what we find is characterizing us today as the people of God, beloved? God has given us promises. Do we believe what God has said? Are we persuaded of the word of God, of what he has said? Are we? Have we embraced those promises? There's a step here. It goes beyond simply being persuaded. I may believe that the chair that I was sitting in will hold me up. I might be absolutely persuaded of it. But if I don't sit down, I haven't embraced it, have I? It's required. We not only need to be persuaded, we need to embrace it. And the result will be that we will become strangers and pilgrims on this earth. In our study, Naomi and her husband and her sons, what did they embrace? What did they believe? What were they persuaded of? Were they a stranger? Were they a pilgrim? What did they take on? Where was their faith? We've been asked to ask ourselves, are there famines? And if there is a famine, why? It is that God might do that work that is necessary, isn't it? That we come to the end of ourselves. If there's self here somewhere, well, what's the next verse saying? If we had been mindful of that country from which we've come out, we might have had opportunity to return. What are our pursuits? What are our interests? What do we want, beloved? Do we want something that is to come, or do we want something of this life? It's a choice. Are we persuaded of what God has said? Are we persuaded that the blood of Jesus Christ cleansed from all sin? Do we believe? Have we accepted the work that he has done? Are we like that other brother? Just sort of there. Getting angry that God would restore one whom we think isn't worth to be brought back into fellowship. What are we seeking? What are we pursuing? That other brother needed to be restored, didn't he? He needed to be brought to that same place at the table to feast continually with the Father in enjoyment. He was outside. If we are convinced of these things, beloved, if we've embraced them, we will be strangers and pilgrims here. And we will not be mindful of what we've left here of this sea, that we might gain that city, that heavenly city, a better country to dwell with Christ eternally. To enjoy it in measure now, but to know its fullness in that coming day, because he has said, and if I go, I will come again and take you and bring you to be with myself. Are we ashamed of God, beloved? Is God ashamed to be our God, beloved? Searching questions. But of these that we read here in Hebrews, God is not ashamed to be called their God. The history of the children of Israel is a lesson to us, and we are very much like the children of Israel, aren't we? And God at times would declare of his people how stiff-necked they were, disobedient they were. If God would say to us in this room tonight, to declare what he thinks of us, what would he say? Would he be ashamed or not? Do we believe? Those here in Hebrews who are set forth as an example to us, they left all. They accepted the word of God. They embraced it. They made it their own. They made it their life's pursuit here, becoming strangers and pilgrims. And what do we read in verse 38? Of whom the world was not worthy. They lost everything in this life. If we read, some were sawn asunder. They lost some their life, this life. But what did they gain? They gained what God would say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. They gained dwelling in the Father's house in happy fellowship forever. Now the question is this something that we desire for ourselves already now? It is the portion that the Father delights to give us. It's what he wants to give us. But are we, in looking around, trying in our own strength, in our own measure, to get something for ourselves that God hasn't given to us? And where does it lead? It will lead, beloved, in every case, to death or to the coming to the end of ourself, that God may restore. What a great God we have. But oh, that we would learn the lesson, that we might be content to dwell already now with the Father in the Father's house. We've heard of His love. We've heard of the gift of His Son. But we can only do it, beloved, by faith. In that coming day, our faith will be turned into sight. But here in this sea, it is that we must live by faith, believing the Word of God. And in so doing, we will find that as we embrace that belief, we will become strangers and pilgrims here on our way home to be with the Father in heaven eternally.